This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
Excited.
I'm very excited.
We have a special guest with us live in the studio. Mm. It's the Mormon boy himself. It is Stephen Fales. Welcome.
Oh my heck. Thank you. Hi.
Hello there. Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Oh, thank you. It's so great to be. What weather? Oh my heck.
It's a lovely day, isn't it?
Oh my god, I love a good oh my heck.
Right.
Because you're not saying the G word.
Well, you know, part of my persona is to still keep that wholesome. I'm wholesome, not fulsome, if that makes any sense.
I'm always on, baby. I'm always on. I love it. But no, Melbourne's turned it on for you because this is some.
Right, I was so worried about the fires. You know, I'm like, Yes. You know, is this like a 9/11? Yeah. We're going to have to just give tickets away. Shall I still come? And I think the best thing is to come. Yeah. Come on down.
Definitely. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think because people want an escape and they want a wonderful show to go and see and be inspired.
And Midsummer Festival is amazing. I was at the parade. I was at the extravaganza. Yeah. I got to meet Dolly Diamond. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my heck. Your heck, mine. No, it's gorgeous.
Now, you are in town for Confessions of a Mormon Boy. Now, you've come back, though, yeah? You've done this before.
Yes, I was at the Sydney Mardi Gras Festival. Uh-huh. And then we did three, performances at Chapel Off Chapel. And then the mayor of Stonington, Steve Stephanopoulos, He was like, you should bring it back. So I am. And it's part of my world tour. I'll be in Auckland. And I was just in South Africa. I was in Oslo. So we're taking the Mormon Boy message all over the world.
Oh, my goodness. The mayor himself requested you.
Yes, I had lunch with him today. That's
was
pretty
he wearing
fabulous.
His robes? Was he wearing his robes and his...
No, darn it.
And like, oh.
Now, with Confessions of a Mormon Boy, this is not the Book of Mormon. In fact, this came before the Book of Mormon.
There was before the Book of Mormon. I opened off Broadway in 2006, directed by Jack Hofstas, who won a Tony Award for The Elephant Man. And then along comes this big musical with South Park that kind of spoofs, Mormondom. Yes. But this is a three-dimensional exploration of the Mormon Americana thing through my own story, going from the extreme of the super-duper Mormon boy, excommunicated for coming out, losing everything, losing my kids, and then running away to New York City to be a high-end call boy. And, I had wanted to be in Les Mis, right? Yes. So it's about, we get into the sex work and the meth, and then how did I find a middle ground, get my life back together, all with a lot of, a little singing, a little humor.
Oh, you gotta sing it out.
Yeah, right? And I'm an Ethel Mormon, right? Ethel Mormon.
Ethel Mormon.
Oh.
I think that's...
What?
Sorry.
It's lost on me.
Ethel Mormon. Anyway, I said I was an oxymormon, would you take that?
Yes, that's a very good pun. I like it. I'm obsessed with your voice. Your voice is absolutely fabulous.
We can just give you the phone book to read.
Just the sound, the accent, the sound.
Yeah. We got these hard R's. I'm from the West, so definitely I'm, I was born in Utah and raised in California and Las Vegas.
I could listen to anything you say.
Yeah. I'm putting on my smoky voice.
Stop it. I'm wearing a hat and I feel embarrassed. I have very bad hair.
I love your accents.
I know it. No, it's
all. What's the word? Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Everything's gorgeous. I'm going to take that home with me.
Hey, doll. You're gorgeous.
Brilliant. Gorgeous. Cheers. Yeah. All that.
No, but this sounds absolutely fabulous. And
it's a Chapel Off Chapel, right?
Which is a great venue.
Back in my high school days, I think I a singing concert there. And I forgot the first, the intro, and I just stood there in silence. They replayed the track.
And now you're doing radio.
They're like, get off and get behind a mic. I'm like, No, it's an absolutely gorgeous, stop it now, venue.
Should I just leave you two alone? Is that... Yeah.
No, we should all three keep going.
Who's going to press the buttons?
This is true.
Yeah, I can't press the button. I can't be responsible for anything, Dean.
So, back to the show. So, it's a story of transformation.
Yeah, it's actually, it's about Mormon. Is it about Mormon? I was in South Africa. Mm. It's they say this is the Afrikaans story. So, it's not a Mormon thing. And then it's not a sex work thing. It is a kind of a dad thing, but it's about how I learned to stop playing the victim and I was self-destructing. So, it's about how I got my life back. And I want gay, straight, everyone to come. And when you leave, you'll leave with what is possible for you. because we have a moment that is so cool in this theatricality that's why the play endures, and that's why I'm here. It's something you can only hand off live, and that's why the theater is so fantastic for this.
It's very uplifting and like a very motivating.
Yeah, we'll get dark, but we in my Mormon American way, we will leave with possibility.
So you're really taking everyone on a journey, and it's for everyone because it's just human nature. It doesn't matter what your
it's a universal
is.
Tale.
Yeah,
you know.
But what do you think is our fascination with the Mormon faith?
Well, it's kind of this new world global religion. And so what is it? And, my second show, Missionary Position, is about is about the Mormon temple ceremonies with the Freemasonry that Joseph Smith, reinvented. And so it's also about my mission to Portugal. I was a Mormon missionary in Portugal. So, we have an objectification of the Mormon thing. Like the Catholic girl, Well, everyone is the Mormon boy. So
can I start? Without fetishizing it, but what's the underwear?
The magic Mormon underwear.
Yes.
Where we have a monologue in Confessions of a Mormon Boy that is unlike anything I think you'll ever see. So, those are from the Mormon Temple, and they have sacred covenants that they take, and the secrets and the handshakes and the symbols, and I could go on and on, but there are special markings on the garments.
Just touching his nipples, I can't control myself. Anyway, secret.
Well, they're right over your nipple and your navel and your right knee. Anyway, it's just kind of all... I speak in double entendre, so there you are.
Yes, it's a low-hanging fruit. But
and forbidden. <Yeah.
laughs> Oh, stop it, I didn't even know.
Did you grow up evangelical on me? Is that what you're saying?
I was a Catholic schoolgirl, but I didn't even know anything about religion. It was just a good school. And I read from the Bible, and I misread disciples to decibels.
Oh.
Like Jesus and his decibels, and then I got kicked out, and I got a detention.
Ouch! Well, you have a solo show yourself.
No, I have some. I've got a show coming up called Muff Stud, but that's not more about you. Very strange. So when is this happening? We haven't reread this. This is very soon. The 7th.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now. Friday, we're oversold.
This week, everyone.
Oh, you missed out on Friday.
Yeah,
Friday the 7th, we are oversold. Don't even try. Then two shows on Saturday.
Love
the matinee is at 2 o'clock. So we really want to fill that matinee. And Sunday a matinee at 1 and a show at 5. Mm. So you can come 4 more shows after the Friday. But I recommend the matinee, and I love a good matinee.
Well, of course, because you can have a nice brunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, Dave.
No, I love a good matinee as well.
Mm. There you go.
A cheeky charty maybe on the way out.
Oh, of course.
And the information is, you can get tickets at chapeloffchapel.com.au. Is that how you say it?
Au.
Gorgeous. And then I'll be off to Auckland after this. Did I say that?
Oh, have you been to New Zealand before?
No.
Lovely. It's good.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I love being down under.
I'm donating $100 to myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So Confessions of a Mormon Boy happening this week at Chapel of Chapel. Check out the website, chapeloffchapel.com.au, for more information.
Yeah, and find me on Instagram, find me on, Facebook. I want to hear from my gay Mormons and especially also my gay dads. Give me a call.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Oh, text in as well, 0427JOY949 if you want to get in touch.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Stephen.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.